well, perhaps one of the best loved traditions for countless families around the world, is reading Clement Moore's much-beloved poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." This next step may be even better. Just release a new twist on this classic tale entitled, "'Twas the Evening of Christmas." This book focuses on the true joy of the season, the birth of Jesus. My next guest here, a West Michigander in the house, presenting "'Twas the Evening of Christmas," great illustrations, and yes, written by you, Glennis Nellis. Glennis, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I'm glad you are here as well. Let's see, how many days until December 25th? Oh, I won't put you on the spot.
No.
Right around the corner. And yes, we talk about Christmas. First of all, tell me a little bit about you.
So originally I'm from England, married to a pastor, and we came here 18 years ago on an exchange program for 6 weeks. We came to Kalamazoo. We'd never heard of that strange name, and fell in love with the people of Michigan and the possibilities of ministry here. So we came back in 2000 on a 5-year visa, and we're still here. We are legal. We have green cards. But
I wasn't even going to go there, but thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
You were originally a primary school teacher, but it looks like you're also dubbed as a British children's author. So this authoring is no stranger to you?
Well, I first started writing. I was a little girl when I first started. I loved to write, and I never thought that I would one day be an author. But it was when we actually came to the United States, and I stepped out of public school teaching to become a Christian education director at the church where my husband was a pastor. And I started to write my own curriculum for children because the one I had was expensive and I didn't think it was very good. So I wrote my own. And that's really what opened the doors for me to get into authoring a children's book. One day I thought, I think I'm going to write a children's Bible. And my husband, you know, ever the encourager, said, go for it. So
you are, and yes,
yes,
I hold in my hand in hardback "'Twas the Evening of Christmas," and also we can talk about certainly snuggle time Christmas stories. Before we get into the topic, I understand faith themes are prominent in all of your titles, and may I ask why it's important for parents to guide their children's faith development?
Well, parents are the primary faith nurturers in the home. You know, one of my passions is children's ministry, but I only see those kids once, sometimes twice a week for 1 hour, and what we can do as children's ministers is kind of limited. So parents are the number one nurturer of a child's faith, and so what better way to do it than on your lap? You know, you snuggle and you pick up that book that tells you about Jesus, and you're sowing those seeds at an early age, which is so important.
"'Twas the Evening of Christmas," in your words. Glennis, what's it about?
Well, I guess every family at one time or another has read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," you know, the classic Clement C. Moore, as I did with my four sons when they were little in England. So because I love poetry, I love the wordplay, and I love Clement C. Moore's classic, I just thought one day maybe I can take this and rewrite it. And instead of having Santa as the hero of Christmas, which I'm not anti-Santa, but, you know, the real hero is Jesus, right? So you put Jesus right at the center. So it was kind of fun to rewrite his poem in a way that would reach little hearts with the real reason of Christmas.
Tell me about the illustrations.
Aren't they wonderful? They are so amazing. I have nothing to do with the illustrations, which is a great thing because I cannot draw.
You can only have so much talent.
That's right. So my wonderful publisher, Zonda Kids, they are responsible for finding the illustrator. And so Elena Selivanova is a Russian illustrator. And if you've peeked inside the book, her pictures are just so evocative. And I love her use of light. She uses the moonlight because it's the evening of Christmas. And every page, what I really love especially is the expressions on all the characters and the animals too that are looking at this child who would change the world. So if you haven't seen the pictures, you just need to get the book and have a peek at them.
The little lambs, yes, and here's Mary, and of course, Jesus as well. You also are the author of Snuggle Time Christmas Stories. Tell me about this.
Oh, it's so cute.
It is cute.
Snuggle Time Christmas Camels. Stories is the third in the Snuggle Time series. It began with Snuggle Time Prayers, then Snuggle Time Psalms, and this Snuggle Time Christmas Stories is the third. The illustrator for that is C. Biscoe, and again, just adorable illustrations. This one is for a younger audience,
yes,
than 'Twas the Evening of Christmas. This book is written, I would say, for babies through preschool or kindergarten. So it's 13 poems that just tell the consecutive story of the birth of Jesus.
Would you read, perhaps, a story?
Of course, I'd love to.
From Snuggle Time Christmas Stories.
And I'm going to read my favorite one, which is a little hard to pick because they're all pretty cute.
Like any child, right?
That's right.
Four boys.
That's right. I'm going to read the one where the animals around the manger. And what I love, too, about this book is that I was able to find a little Bible verse to go with each little poem. So this one, the inspiration is from Luke 2, verse 16. The baby was lying in the manger. And this one is called, "Hee-haw," said the donkey. "Hee-haw," said the donkey. "Squeak, squeak," said the mice. "Cheep, cheep," said the chicken. "This baby is so nice." "Moo, moo," said the cow. "Baa, baa," said the sheep. "Shh, shh," said the pigeon. "Jesus is asleep." And nice. And if you were to look at these illustrations, you'll see the little pigeon with his wing up to his beak going, shh. So that's just a peek into Snuggle Time Christmas Stories.
Nice. Glenna Snellis with us, West Michigander, right here in the house. "'Twas the Evening of Christmas" plus Snuggle Time Christmas Stories. Well, I guess I would like to ask, where does your inspiration, from where does this come, Glenis?
Well, you know, the easy answer is God, but it's really true. As a Christian author, my first step is to pray, and I spend a lot of time in nature. That's where I meet God. But what I really love, Shelley, about the creative process is you never know where it's going to take you. So I might have an idea, like, you know, for Snuggle Time Psalms, that was the inspiration for that. I have the idea, and I sit down to write, and then I end up with something and I don't know where it came from, and that can only be God.
Nice.
Good. So I guess as we look to say our goodbyes, share what you hope readers will take away from both your works, Snuggle Time and 'Twas the Evening Before Christmas.
Well,
Evening of Christmas, yes.
Right, 'Twas the Evening of Christmas, yes. Mm-hmm. I really hope that parents, when they are children's ministers or whoever is reading this book to children, that the children listening will just really know how much God loves them and how awesome it was that Jesus came as that tiny baby. So I really hope they'll get a sense of the real meaning of Christmas. And that Snuggle Time, I mean, I'm going to tell you now, it was a blessing. I just discovered that 110,000 copies of Snuggle Time are in homes, you know.
Nice.
So my hope is that many, many more children will just hear the love of God through both these books.
Again, your book is "'Twas the Evening of Christmas." I'm getting that confused because, again, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" was the poem, but you are the Evening of Christmas.
That's right. The Evening of Christmas.
Yes.
Isn't that the best part?
Not the night before, the best part,
because that's when Jesus was born.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for reminding us of, again, that formal title. What's next for you?
What's next for me? I'm so excited. In the spring, I have three titles coming out with Zonda Kids. The fifth book in the Love Letters from God series. I know we've not touched on those, but you have to peek inside because they've got Lift the Flap Love Letters from God to Your Child, and you can put their name right inside. So Easter Love Letters from God coming in January, and then later on in the spring, two brand new titles. I'm so excited. They're called God Made Mommy Special and God Made Daddy Special. Mm-hmm. Animals with their kids. It's adorable. You just have to check it out.
And how cool that you used our local publisher, Zondervan, the world-leading Bible publisher, provider of Christian communications, right in our own backyard.
That's right. What a blessing for me to live right here and to actually, I mean, not only are they professional, but They're so personable. They're really like a family to me, and I just can't speak highly enough about them.
Great. Okay, how do we find out more information about Twas the Evening of Christmas and your Snuggle Time Christmas stories?
You go right to zondervan.com or wherever books are sold.
Great. Glad you hung around in West Michigan.
Thank you. Me too, Shelley.
17 years. Glenys Nellis, again, author. Take care.